Art lovers, the time has come for your next love affair with yet another Art Month Sydney exhibition. In 2 weeks, the other art fair will be launching a number of works from emerging artists and graduates hell-bent on dazzling Sydney with new art mediums and materials. Fair director Zoe Paulson and artist Valentina Schultz are in the studio to talk about this highly anticipated event. Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
No worries. How are you going?
I'm good, although I will mention, Sophie, that it's actually the art fair is this weekend.
I know. I just realized that because I was like, I'm pretty sure I wrote this like 2 weeks ago. My bad. It is now.
It's happening now. It's happening now. Over at the Australia Technology
right now,
Park.
It just opened this morning, like half an hour ago.
Half an hour
oh
ago.
Oh my gosh. Get down there now, guys.
Yeah. No, so we launched on Thursday night. We had our big opening night party on Thursday night.
Yeah, it was massive. Massive.
I think Val and I in the car over here, Val's done the fair a couple of times over the last few years. And I think it was our biggest one yet.
I think so. There was so much happening. There was actual happenings in the performance art. There was just like people everywhere. It was fantastic. People walking around with their artworks that they just purchased.
Artwork,
it was
walking
great
out the door. So we've got 100 artists all under one roof, basically, you know, spruiking their wares and selling work direct to the public. So it's always wonderful as organisers to basically see that artwork walk out the door.
Yeah, it's kind of rare because usually you see it and then they get that little dot and then that is sold. You can look, but you cannot touch it.
You can look, but you can't.
Well, sometimes it's nice to also have a blank space on the wall. So yesterday I was very fortunate that I'd sold a piece when I said, well, do you want to take it? And they were just like, what, really? I can take this right now? And I'm like, yeah, take it. And then it's like nice blank space. I'm like, I can... A, it looks really cool that someone's taken something off the wall.
That's satisfaction.
Cool. Satisfaction. B, it's like, I get to put something new there now, show something else. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So it all kicked off. 100 people selling wares. How do you navigate 100 people?
Yes, well, I mean, the space is awesome. It's over, it's the big exhibition hall at the Australian Technology Park. And basically every artist has their own booth. When you come in, you'll get given a fair guide. There's a little map there. So it's very, very easy to navigate. But each artist is there kind of curating their own booth. And I think that's, you know, our point of difference. And what's so great about the fair is that it's not often these days that audience gets to meet the artist directly and have that conversation and get to understand their work a little bit more. And I think you can really walk away kind of having learnt so much more and getting an overall experience from meeting the artist directly. And I think then on the opposite side, for the artist to be able to have that conversation with their buyers, to get that understanding and to be able to have those type of conversations and see people react instantly, straight away to their work. I think that's a big point of difference, and it works on both ways. I think it can be quite full on for the artists as well.
But I think it's good practice. So I mean, this is my third fair in Sydney, and every time I've done the fair, I've learned something new. I know that you just got to keep calm. And, you know, like everyone knows what their work is about. It's just about how you learn how to articulate that. And eventually you figure it out. But it's probably more daunting for people that have first-time fair goers because they're thinking that, oh, my goodness, I could speak to 1,000 people today, or, you know, the conversations, what am I going to say? Like, how am I going to handle it? But it's fine in the end. Everyone just can just come and they just want to say hi and be like, I just love your work
so
much.
Exactly right.
Yeah, they just, it's almost like a bit like a celebrity. I just want to touch you just a little bit. Like,
you can't see it right now, but Valentina's like got a hand hovering over Zoe's shoulder.
I forgot radio. A little bit of connection with the creator, so it's nice.
Yeah. So for your first one, how was that feeling, like talking to people in that way?
Well, the first fair for me, I was just like, it was so overwhelming. The first fair was just down the road at Central Park, and it was in a much tighter space. I think there was probably only 2 meters between like the aisles, so one stand to the next. So there wasn't room to move. I think much to the surprise of, I think Zoe, you and like Amelia, when you were standing outside at the beginning, like the line to get in was going down like the escalators out the door almost
Central Park was
crazy.
Yeah.
It was so unprecedented.
Yeah.
And I think the fair just gets bigger and better every year now. So Yeah, it's amazing.
I think what's really nice as the years do go on, we've had we do have a lot of repeat artists that apply and get selected again. And it's quite nice for those artists that haven't ever done it before to be able to have those conversations with a long timer like Val here, and just be able to just kind of breathe. And you listen to Val and she'll sit there and tell you that, look, it's not that hard. Have a smile on your face, just say hello, and all of a sudden the conversation will flow.
Yeah.
And so it is nice for our new artists to be able to have those conversations with artists that have done this before.
Yeah, it's a scary thing to do, to have an exhibition and put yourself out there. I mean, as artists, you're putting yourself out there at the mercy of the general public. So, you don't really know how people are going to react to you. And I think after you sort of have a practice for a while, you have more confidence in yourself. Mm. But it's really daunting. I can understand why it would be really scary for someone who's not done a fair before. So, yeah.
But that's the whole point, right? That's exactly. The whole idea about the fair is
practice
to give artists...
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, but to give you the platform to be able to do this and have these opportunities to talk to buyers and build on your network and make sure that these relationships last long after the fair and continue to sell and continue to create.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have people coming to the fair saying, I got your email with your invitation. Thank you so much. I spoke with you last year. So they come back.
Tell the story.
The story. So I sold this beautiful collage work. I had this beautiful collage work on the wall at last fair, and I had this couple, and they came and they loved the work, but it just felt like it was out of their budget. And I was like, that's okay, no problems. And I told them all about it, and they were like, oh, I'm so sad, I can't buy it. I was like, okay, no worries. 6 months later, they've come back on the back of my invitation for a free entry to the fair. They've come back, they've said hello to me, we've reintroduced ourselves because obviously I've spoken to a lot of people over the fairs. Reintroduced, oh, that's right, I remember speaking to you last year. And they're like, okay, great. And they bought the work 6 months later. Mm. So it was really nice for them.
They've been thinking about that work for six months.
About it.
Wow. I know.
But sometimes it's just not the right time then, but sometimes it's right later. And that's the other thing, especially for the artist, they think that if they don't make the sale on the spot, then they've lost that sale. But it happens
good
later.
Point.
Like, they might contact, the buyers might contact you in 6 months' time saying, oh, I'm ready to buy now. So do you still have that work available? Yeah, sure. And then you make a sale a little bit down the track. It's still worthwhile, even if it didn't happen on the spot.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned, when you first started doing it, it was down in Central Park.
Yep.
Now it's at the Australian Technology Park. It's getting bigger and bigger. But it's also the other art fair. It's also internationally done.
It is. Yes, it's growing quite quickly. It originated in London about 7 years ago. And it ran in London and in Bristol. Sydney was the first international destination back in 2015. And since then, we've basically grown. We've got one in Melbourne. We've got one in New York. We've just launched last week in LA.
Wow.
And there's a few exciting announcements to be made a little bit later on in the year. So it's a wonderful model, really, because you can pick up the model and just basically adapt it to each city that you're going to launch in. And I think what's so fantastic about it is in regards to, obviously the creative industry, no fair is ever the same. Mm. We've got 100 new artists showing. We've got new performances. We've got new fair features. An amazing secret bar.
Ooh, at this, I like secret bars.
At this fair, and Brisbane-based artist Christina Coe has just done the most amazing tunnel installation into this secret bar. Anyway, you'll have to come along and check it out, because the secret bar is not on the map that you get given at the fair, so you have to happen upon it.
Yeah, there's lots happening. There's a beautiful sculpture garden
Yes, a wonderful, indoor sculpture garden.
There's talks happening today.
We've got a panel discussion at 1 o'clock today about how to start a collection. So that's going to be really interesting, chaired by Seb Goldspink from the National Art School. So looking forward to that.
Excellent. Now, what kind of separates the Sydney version from every other place?
Well, I think really the biggest thing would be the artists. You know, we do have a small number of international artists showing, and obviously as that kind of international, you know, kind of basis grows, there will be more. We had quite a few Australian artists actually show at last week's LA fair, which is quite nice. But I think really the biggest difference is that for every fair is that you get that local, those local artists showing at each fair. So. Mm. The venues as well make each edition very different and very unique. And like I said, the Australian Technology Park, the big exhibition hall there, it's just such a fantastic space.
So you've mentioned before, we have a secret tunnel to a secret bar.
Mm-hmm.
We have talks, we have an indoor sculpture, you've got performance art. I also hear you have tours.
We have tours. We do. We have two Saatchi Art curators that have flown from LA and are giving a number of tours over the weekend. And the times are on our website. They're also kind of located in different areas around the fair so that you can come check it out, kind of plan a few hours of your day at the fair. So, yeah, there's lots going on, lots to see. We've got an artist studio as well. So we've got a number of artists rotating in that studio, creating live work. We were lucky to have Scott Marsh in the studio last night.
Oh!
So, and we also then, funnily enough, we had a performance by Deep Sea Astronauts, and they had the three ibises, the bin chickens.
They were walking around.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, like the highlight for me to see. They did such an amazing, amazing performance, and everyone, they just had everyone in laughter. So it had a really good vibe. It had a fun feel to it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
There is something magical about bin chickens.
Oh my goodness. It was wonderful. They even had the wheelie.
I think it took everyone by surprise. It's like looking around the fair going,
is that actually happening?
Is that an ibis over there? Like, you know, circling this rubbish. Yes, it is. It is. And then they stole a bin and like walked off. Well, that's easy.
So look, you never know what you're going to see at the other art fair. So you'll have to come down on today and last day is tomorrow.
So not much time to get down, but heaps happening.
Until late tonight as well, till 7.
Until 7 tonight.
Yeah, so you've got plenty of time.
7 hours today. Yeah,
7 hours today.
Hours
and open from from 10 till 5 tomorrow, Sunday the 25th of March.
Excellent. What I meant was it's not going on for weeks and weeks and weeks of joy.
No. You've got to be in it to win it. So make sure you come along and purchase work. There's work ranging from all all budgets.
Yeah.
From a couple of $100 to a few thousand. So and everything in between. So really, really worth coming down and checking out. If you've got a blank wall, you know where to go to come and fill it.
Brilliant. Well, Zoe Val, thank you so much for joining us here today.
And Sophie, can I just say one last thing for anybody that is listening?
Yeah.
If you've heard this interview today, come along to the fair as a thank you. You can just come to the front desk and say that you heard the interview on 2SER Radio, and we will allow complimentary entry to the fair on Saturday and on Sunday.
You heard it here first, guys. Free entry if you're listening.
What could be better? Free entry. What's free in Sydney these days?
Nothing! Val, Zoe, thank you so much. We'll see you down at the Technology Park.
Thank you very much.
This afternoon.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
No worries.